Much has been written about the abuses of prisoners in Iraq and Afghanistan, and much has been written about the complicity in those abuses of some U.S. military police, some military and other intelligence personnel, even private contractors, also who up the chain of command shares responsibility. Well, psychiatrist Robert J. Lifton draws attention to another group whose complicity has been at least implied by investigations of Abu Ghraib and other prisons. In tomorrow's issue of the New England Journal of Medicine, Dr. Lifton writes about doctors and torture. He's also the author most recently of the book Superpower Syndrome and joins us from Wellfleet, Massachusetts. Dr. Lifton, first the evidence. How do we know that MDs or other medical people were in any way complicit in what happened?
Well, it's mostly evidence that's been collected by major newspapers like the New York Times and the Washington Post in interviewing people who were involved with Abu Ghraib. And what they've learned is that clearly doctors and medics attended people with had wounds, such as genital wounds, which could only have been caused by torture, and these were mostly unreported. There are also issues of their use of the actual medical records in places like Guantanamo for interrogation. And that's a violation of medical ethics as well. And then there's the issue of death certificates, which have been delayed and in some cases apparently falsified.
Doctors, nurses, medics who are in military service are part of a military chain of command, but do they have obligations that transcend their obligations to their superior officers?
Well, I think they do, and I think that doctors in the military and medics in general, nurses and others who work in medical areas, can have a very profound conflict. And the conflict really is between one's responsibility as a healer, which is one's higher responsibility, certainly, one's higher calling, on the one hand, and on the other, one's relationship to command. And sometimes those two responsibilities or two connections can be in severe conflict.
You've also mentioned the use of medical records at Guantanamo. What is at issue there?
Certainly in the military, as in any medical work, the patient is supposed to have privacy and anonymity. And in this case, medical records were made use of to look for soft spots or vulnerabilities. And that's a violation of one's medical responsibility to really serve a patient, even if he's a detainee, in terms of his or her needs, as opposed to using the medical records for actions that may be harmful to that patient or that person whose records you have.
It's one of the most notorious episodes in all of this. It was a detainee who died in interrogation. And then somebody sort of stuck an IV in him to make it appear that he had indeed died of natural causes. Do we know, in fact, whether some physician at some point looked at that fishy death certificate and did nothing about it?
There seems to be clear evidence that death certificates were both delayed for long periods of time until actual investigations were occurred over months. But worse than that, that they were falsified and some vague medical attribution was made of cardiovascular disease. And one suspects that some medical personnel or doctors or nurses could well have been involved in this kind of process, but we need to find out just to what extent that did occur. And that may be the gravest kind of violation, medically speaking, in this whole series.
Dr. Lifton, thank you very much for talking with us once
again. Thank you.
Robert J. Lifton writes about this subject in an article, Doctors and Torture, in the New England Journal of Medicine, the issue that comes out tomorrow. He also lectures in psychiatry at Harvard Medical School.